Right. Well, hello. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. It is good that my partner in crime is back in the saddle with me. Of course, I am Paul Blair. This is Dan Fisher.
Yep.
Together, we lead Liberty Church Edmond, a.k.a. Fairview Baptist Church of Edmond, and also Liberty Church Orlando. And, Dan, it's good to have you back from the great state of Florida.
It's good to be back, buddy. I'm always glad to be back in Oklahoma.
Well, we had a stand-in for you last week.
I'm sure he was an imbecile.
At least it made everybody hungry for you to return.
Oh, there's no question about it. Now, was that actually a mannequin? Because I've watched some of it, and it just didn't make any sense. Was it somebody was hand up the neck?
It was like
doing this.
Who's the comedian that's got the little Joe Biden dummy?
What is that guy's name? American Idol.
It was kind of like that.
That guy's incredible.
We had a remote control. We were working.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, tell me, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about you. No, we're really not. Let me ask you a question, Paul. What is one of the critical components of having a state or a country?
You must, in every situation, you must have defined and secure borders if the people are going to be safe. That's why Israel needed a country in 1948.
Ah,
so define and secure borders.
Okay. So how do you know where your property begins and where it ends?
Usually you've got a fence there, and the countries or neighbors at some point in time have a plat, and it's predetermined, and people know which side of the fence is their property and where their property rights end.
Yeah, so survey pins or whatever initially, and that's all laid out in a deed and all that kind of stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you have a country or a state without borders, what do you have?
You have you don't have a country.
Exactly.
And, you know, there, you can either have, I guess, you just like with your house, you can either invite someone into your home for a period of time, maybe even the weekend, and say,
you don't
ever
do that with me.
Well, because...
And the few times I've been there, it was a really short time.
Man, you're really making me feel bad now.
I had
now,
to eat really fast. I mean, I was eating just as fast as I could.
It's my property.
Oh, it's your property.
Now, if someone just kicked the front door in and came in and helped themselves to my television and
refrigerator.
That'd
be the FBI.
Yeah, that would be the FBI looking for more unclassified or classified documents.
Yes.
Or it would be a break-in. I would be able to use lethal power to try to protect my family from the break-in or call the police.
Yeah.
And they can use lethal.
So that's why we have locks on windows, locks on doors, locks on our cars and all that.
Everybody understands borders.
Yeah. So this is just simple thinking, right? I mean, it's very reasonable.
Right.
I would think that people on the left or the right would agree with what you just said.
And
right?
With control, I would think so,
yeah.
And
yeah,
with controlled immigration, then you're controlling who comes in and for how long they can stay. When you don't control immigration, you call that an invasion.
That's exactly right. So the reason why I think all of this is important is we've all been following the news and we're watching this open border, especially on the South, obviously. And we're watching now to the count of almost 5 million, as far as we know, illegals who've just been allowed by the Biden administration just to walk across the Rio Grande and into our country. And we've been trying to provide for them, but the only way we provide for them, obviously, is with whose dollars?
Ours.
Yeah, right, because the government really has no money, right?
That's exactly right.
That's our money. Okay, so a few of the governors got really crafty, especially in Florida and Texas, and what'd they start doing?
They started putting these guys in buses and sending them up to New York and Washington, D.C. and Martha's Vineyard.
And it only took 50 in Martha's Vineyard, by the way, for them to mobilize and get rid of these guys.
They weren't nearly as welcoming as I thought they'd be.
Now, here's the amazing thing. The mayor of New York City has been screaming now for weeks since Abbott and DeSantis started mailing their illegals to him, that we can't afford this. This is overwhelming our budget, and we're not set up for this. But somehow cities like El Paso, they're just fine. Yeah, just inundated. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've watched all of this happen. I believe this should be grounds for impeachment for Biden because he's breaking all kinds of federal laws.
One of the few things the federal government's supposed to do is secure
exactly
our national border.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've been shipping them to New York City, and amazingly, I don't know that all of them have been, but some of these illegals, now these are not immigrants. Mm-hmm. We have an immigration policy where if right. you want to become a legal citizen of the United States of America, you have to get in line, and then you go through certain hoops and all this, and eventually, and I would argue maybe we ought to revamp that. It probably is too difficult. Now, I do believe in quotas because, you know, yeah. you put too many people right. on a boat and it flips over or sinks. Right. Okay. So anyway, that's normally the way. Well, these people aren't immigrants. And then they've claimed that they were seeking asylum, but what we're going to talk about proves they weren't. So we've been putting them up, Paul, at least some of them, in Midtown Manhattan in a hotel that costs $450 per day.
And again, at the taxpayer expense.
Yeah. And we've been feeding them.
Again, at the taxpayer.
And I would assume helping to clothe them.
Mm-hmm. At the taxpayer.
Yeah. So finally, we're going to move these illegals, I would call them invaders, mm-hmm. out of that hotel over to a hotel in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And guess what they're doing?
I know. Go ahead.
Yeah. You've been watching the news. They are complaining that the mattresses over in Brooklyn are too hard and the hotel is not as comfortable.
I'd complain, too, if I thought somebody was a sucker enough to listen to me.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, what do you think these guys are doing on their cell phones as they're staying in this $450 per day hotel, free of charge, with food and clothing and all that? What do you think they're doing on their cell phones?
They're probably researching so they can apply for proper citizenship.
No.
No? I don't know. What wouldn't they be doing?
Yeah, here's what they're doing. They're sending back to their friends and relatives, wherever they are from, saying, you won't believe this. Mm-hmm. If you'll come to America, and they're probably Facebooking where they can give them mm-hmm. a panoramic view of this $450 a day room and saying, this is what you can get and all the goodies that go with it. Now, I got to tell you, Paul, I'm not wealthy, but I'm not, you know,
sure,
poor.
Sure.
I've never stayed in a room that costs $450 per day. And I'm 63. Never.
And it's hard to believe that that is the best option that the mayor of New York or anybody else came up with. I can right. assure you that wouldn't be the best option if I was the governor no. of a state.
But see, what I think it was spillover from the mm-hmm. COVID thing, because you remember the hotels and other entities were not getting a whole lot of business
right.
during those days. So they started putting COVID people in some of these hotels.
And the bad thing about this, Dan, is that unlike where you or I go check into a hotel, and if we steal something from the uh-huh. hotel or if we damage the room, then we're responsible. It's on our credit card.
Yeah.
These people are destroying these hotels.
Of course they are.
And they're having sex in the elevator and stairway areas. There's food and garbage everywhere. Uh-huh. They're defecating outside yeah. of restrooms. Yeah. I mean, they are literally
they're fine, upstanding individuals. That's what you're trying to say.
As crazy as this is, in New York City, $450 is not a high-end hotel. New York's nuts.
No, you're
but
right.
I promise you, those guys probably thought this was a good deal for them for about the first week, and then they realize that they are just destroying these places.
Of course. I don't think the hotel owners mind it because they're gonna yeah. put the tab on the U.S. taxpayer. So we're gonna get to refurbish their hotels. Mm-hmm. You watch, that's gonna happen. So the whole point of this discussion is that America is going to cease to exist. Sure. If we keep this up, Paul, the entire world is going to figure out these saps will just treat you better than they treat mm-hmm. themselves. And all you have to do is just break the law and cross in the southern border. So what is a Christian to do? Because I hear a lot of people saying, well, now, you know, it's Christian mm-hmm. to take these people in. Christ requires us to feed all the hungry, clothe all the naked, house all the homeless. So what do you think is the biblical response?
Here is the problem with that. People don't have a clue as to what area is being addressed biblically.
Yeah.
There's four realms of government. We have different areas of responsibility: self-government, family government, church government, and civil government.
Well, in King Dan, so there's a fifth level.
The federal government's responsibility is to secure our borders.
Right.
And make sure the citizens are protected.
Exactly, and to protect our rights.
If we are moved and convicted by a poor state of affairs in Mexico or in some other country, then we can, as a mission effort, our church can actually send food.
Of course.
We can teach them skills. We can teach. We can even teach them proper government and help them reform their country as America was once reformed.
Exactly.
And why we are different and exceptional. So we're not ignoring it, but it's not the federal government's responsibility to feed the citizens from Argentina or any other country.
No.
If I, as a Christian, feel convicted and we want to help in that area, by the way, we've got plenty to help in our own backyard.
No, we do.
There's
Exactly. Yeah.
But if I, as an individual, want to donate money or travel to help, or as a church, we decide we want to help a particular.
Well, that's our choice.
Then that's our choice.
Okay? Yeah.
So that's the difference.
And it's obvious that these people are not seeking asylum because, you know, if you're running for your life, you're not going to be complaining about if the mattress is a little too hard.
And you're not going to run through Mexico to get to America.
No.
You're going to go to the next border.
That's exactly right. Just to get away. Mm-hmm. And then just a few days ago, some of these illegals were protesting because they weren't getting the foods that they wanted and the snacks. Mm-hmm. This is not what people seeking political asylum are. These people are freeloaders. And if you notice, the majority of them are young men in their mid to late 20s or early 30s. These guys could work.
No, absolutely.
They're just leeches.
Well, they're trying to. The whole point is they're trying to crush the United States of America.
Yeah.
They are exhausting us financially with all of this stuff.
And that's really more the left than it is these guys. I think these guys they're doing what you and I would do, man. There's where the sugar daddy is. Let's get over there.
Yep.
But you're right. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
go ahead.
No, you're right. And understand that, you know, this goes back biblically. You know, people that have things in common usually form a community.
Exactly.
Hold in common. So we in America, we have a common heritage, at least for 250 to 400 years, although we may have different ethnic histories, some from Ireland, some from Europe, and some from Africa or Mexico, wherever, but we all hold the history of America. We have that in our heritage in common. And just like when the Assyrians captured the Northern Kingdom, one of the things they did to try to suppress any threat of rebellion is they took half of the Jews from the Northern Kingdom and shipped them to other parts of the world.
Yeah.
And then they brought in immigrants from other parts of the world to the Northern Kingdom and then just meshed them together.
Yeah.
So you didn't have people
with
a common heritage.
That's exactly right. And to a common understanding of the rule of law, which many of these countries where these people are coming from, they don't have that.
They're moving. Everything that they do is strategic. It's moving towards global governance. They
exactly.
don't want borders. They don't want and quite frankly, the United States of America for the last 100 years has been the fly in the ointment when it comes to global government. Whether it was the League of Nations, the United Nations, or now the World Economic Forum, it has always been us and our idea of the rights that we are secured by the Constitution, the rights that we declared independence from Great Britain, as were stated in the Declaration of Independence. America has been the fly in the ointment, but they're working very quickly now.
Yeah. Night and day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, these left yo-yos and hypocrites who are always arguing for open borders, these are the same people that live in these secure villas and their own property with fences and razor wire and armed guards.
You use this in many of your sermon illustrations. You will emphasize the insanity of an idea by either, you know, multiplying it exponentially or reducing it down to its lowest common denominator. If a person has a lock on their front door, then they believe in border security.
That's exactly right.
If you don't
or a lock on their
security,
Suburban.
Leave your car unlocked, leave your house unlocked, and when you come home from work and you find 50 or 60 people you don't know in your living room raiding your refrigerator, well, welcome to this brave new world.
Yeah, you won't own anything and you'll be happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So these guys are total hypocrites. They protect their own property and they take care of their own with trusts and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And of course, they burn as much fossil fuels as they want flying here and there and traveling.
1,000 private jets going into Davos.
Yeah. And, you know, Al Gore's house in Tennessee uses in 1 month the energy of a normal household in 12 months.
Why would these morons buy coastal property if they really believe
they think
the ocean
emotion's going to rise and swallow it. Yeah, it's total nonsense. Okay, so these guys are hypocrites.
Yep.
They're really trying to destroy the country by socialism, because that's what these guys are coming from. So let's touch on this before we're done, and we'll have to hurry, but I think we ought to touch on it.
Sure.
The church has become so leftist in America today. Now, I'm talking about the so-called Christian church that we've bought into social justice, right? So you have a lot of these pastors who say, well, under Christ, we're obligated, no matter what, to take care of all these people. Is that what the Bible really teaches?
No. If we, as I said earlier, if we as a church or we as an individual have compassion and want to go help somewhere else, then we can take our own money and our own effort and go try to do that. But the federal government, as you said earlier, doesn't have any money.
No,
the only
it's
money
our
they
money.
Have is our money that's taken in taxes or they're borrowed. And it's defined in the Constitution what few and defined things they're supposed to be able to spend that money on. So when they say, oh, we want to send a bunch of money here or let these people in, they literally don't have the legal right to do so.
No, but these social guys.
Go ahead. But biblically, remember, it was God that established the idea of nations to begin with.
Yeah, sure.
And defined borders. And quite frankly, as you study the Bible, even throughout the dispensation we live in now, even in the millennial reign of Christ, it says there will be nations.
Nations.
And the only time there's going to be global government is when King Jesus
is
ruling
exactly
and reigning in righteousness.
Right. Exactly right.
Until then, we need nations. We need countries.
Yeah.
Because again, as it says, when God established it at Babel, your purpose of nations is one nation can check evil.
No, it's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Okay, but these leftist pastors, now they wouldn't see themselves as leftists, but they are. Yeah. They would say, well, forget about the federal government. Mm-hmm. The Christian has an obligation to help everybody. Now, is that biblical, this idea that if somebody asks you for money, you're obligated by Christ to give it to them?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so are there some examples in the New Testament or the Old that we could prove that?
Well, when you look at what the government of Israel historically, and I would encourage any pastor out there, anybody out there, dig into some of the writings by a preacher named Alfred Eidersham. He grew up in a very Orthodox Jewish family, became a believer. He is actually an Anglican, Church of England.
Okay.
But he has added so much about Jewish history to allow us to be educated on what was going on.
Right.
You know, in the nation of Israel, which was God's chosen people, they certainly did business with foreigners.
Right.
They were allowed to. Foreigners could come in. They could buy, sell, trade, and do business. When a foreigner came in, they had to do it the right way. And a foreigner had to abide by the laws of Israel.
Abide by the laws?
Abide by the laws of Israel.
Even immigration laws?
Even immigration laws. And in every capacity. Now, the Jews were told specifically, don't cheat or take advantage of a foreigner.
No, of course not.
We're supposed to treat everyone
as that would be very
un-Christ-like.
Exactly
right.
Yeah.
So it's whether it's your next-door neighbor or somebody that's visiting the United States, we want to be honest, we want to be ethical. However, I have private property, and I have a responsibility to protect my family.
Yeah.
As do you.
Yeah. And so when they come here illegally, they've already shown us that they're willing to break our laws by entering our country illegally. And so what would make us think that they won't break other laws? And of course, we're seeing that there is a crime epidemic, and not all of it, but a lot of it is from all of these people from all over the world. They don't have the same value systems that we have.
Well, and think about this, Dan. You know, we're told this lie about this just being, it's nothing but families trying to come
That's
here.
That's not true.
Well, there are some, but
well,
you're right.
Of course,
the majority,
there are some.
There's the ratio of single men from 20 to 40 compared to others is astronomical.
Right.
And as we know from our own history, you know, there was a substantial difference between those who went to establish Jamestown, which was just a nothing but a bunch of men there to make money.
Conquest.
Okay, exactly. Yeah. And Plymouth.
It was a pilgrim.
Which was families.
That's exactly
right. To build a life.
Exactly.
And
there's a big difference.
Like anybody else, there was a proper way of immigration, and certainly you want to have compassion and empathy on families
trying
to do things the right way.
Yeah.
But as far as we have no idea what's coming across our border. We don't know how many Iranian terrorists.
Fentanyl.
Exactly.
Mobsters.
That's an attack on the United States, on the young people of the United States.
That's exactly right.
And quite frankly, it's deceptive. You may have some young person that thinks he's going down and buying an oxycodone
Laced with fentanyl, it'll kill him.
And he's dead. Exactly.
No, that's exactly right.
That's murder.
Of course it is.
We've got hundreds of thousands of innocent lives being snuffed out. And right now, our federal government, you know, if on 9/11, when we lost over 3,000, when we all witnessed that horrific attack, America was irate and wanted to do something about it.
Yep.
Well, we lose over 100,000 young people a year because of fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
But
that's
it's not
exactly
on the front
right.
page. It's not being talked about in the news. So consequently, we are just ignoring it.
Well, you know, the conservative talk show guy, Eric Bolling, you know, his son died of fentanyl poisoning. Didn't know it, but it killed him deader than a doornail. Yep. And really, that's murder. Well, I want to point out something here, and then we'll kind of come in for a crash landing. For those who are always saying, well, we ought to just, whoever needs something, you ought to give it to them and whatever, the love of Christ should constrain you. Well, is there a limit? Mm-hmm. And of course, the answer to that is yes. We cannot take on the entire world.
Yep.
Now, I don't know what the limit is, but there is a limit. But I also always point them to what Paul said when he even put restrictions on which widows could expect help from the church.
Exactly right.
And he said, well, she first of all has to be a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, she can't have any family, because if she has family, she needs to lean on them.
Exactly.
If she's below a certain age, she just needs to remarry.
Mm-hmm.
And then if she qualifies in those two areas, she has to also be so committed to the church that she has this testimony of how she's ministered to the saints and been faithful. So notice that Paul is saying that unless she meets all of these requirements, she has no right to ask the church for support.
Absolutely. And the Bible, all the way, it's all consistent. In fact, most of the law made common sense.
Right, exactly.
But Proverbs says, withhold not good from whom it is due.
Ah,
when it's in the power of your hand to do so.
Yeah.
So with something just like the widows, Paul determined who was considered due by the church and who was the family responsible.
Yeah.
But it also says when it's in the power of your hand to do so. I'm not supposed to take my mortgage money or my children's grocery money
and give it to a leech or whatever.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not
my
a leech.
Responsibility,
you owe it to me. But,
my responsibility
is
to take care of my family first.
Well, if you don't, the Bible says you've denied the faith worse than an infidel.
That's
exactly right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, and this idea of loving your neighbor, you go back and read Leviticus where it first defines what it means to love your neighbor.
Yeah, it's a little different than this wide open, no limits.
It's the golden rule. Treat others as you would want to be treated, fairly and justly.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing about the widow, if she didn't qualify. If individual members of that church wanted to help her out of their own money, of course they can. And we should. You know, the beggars at the exit ramps, you know, and all that kind of stuff. You know, a lot of times I will hand them some money. Now, I know they're probably going to misuse it, but here's what I do. I say, take this in the name of Jesus. So I've done a little witness. Mm-hmm. And secondly, they're going to have to answer to him if they misuse that. So I'll help those from time to time, but I don't feel obligated to help all of them because most of them, quite frankly, if they say, you know, would work for food, well, then go work.
They don't.
You know, so let's kind of wrap it up then. Yeah. What is happening in America today is illegal by President Biden and his administration,
right?
So they're breaking the law. So you ought to be impeached over that.
Right.
And the whole concept of just whoever wants to come, we're Christians, we have an obligation to say, y'all come. That's really not biblical.
Nope.
And if you don't have borders and laws, you really don't have a country.
Right.
And if you have locks on your own house or on your car, then you're a hypocrite if you say, let them come, because you don't let them come to yours.
Exactly right. Border security, if you lock your door, lock your car, you believe in border security and private property rights, too.
So you're a hypocrite.
You're a hypocrite.
So we need to preach and teach this stuff to our people, don't we?
Absolutely.
Because our people don't know this. They've been fed the line, love everybody, and that's
and
not biblical.
They also don't realize these people are leaving countries that have tyrannical governments that have run them into the dirt.
Yeah.
And they're trying to do the same thing to
No,
us.
Exactly.
So where are Americans going to go once they crush our system?
Well, and we're going to offer them welfare and Social Security and health care. And, buddy, I'm telling you, the cow can only produce so much milk.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
This is not accidental. You know, if Biden and this administration was truly just that stupid, occasionally,
they're not.
Occasionally
this is
they guess right.
Oh, every now and then they get
nothing,
something right.
They do nothing right.
Right, because
so Rick,
it's intentional.
It's not accidental, it's a plan.
It's all intentional.
It's national suicide.
Well, the thing that I would do then, Paul, is I would encourage our pastors, if we've got guys listening on, guys, you need to teach and preach on this, and you need to reprogram your people to not believe this, love everybody. Yep. Jesus said, just open your doors, let them take what they want. That is not biblical,
and remember,
is it?
The proper realms, that basics of
those
biblical
levels of government.
Remember the realms of government. There's family or self-government. There are certain things that you have to make decisions on. There's family government, certain things mom and dad make decisions on. Yep. There's church government, certain things the church is responsible. Charity was one.
That's
right. For example, the widows
exactly
of a
right.
certain age.
Yep.
And then there's the civil government. It's not the civil government. When the civil government imposes its will on those other three realms, that is what we call tyranny.
Well, to be honest with you, nothing in the Constitution no. gives them the right to do welfare and all this other stuff.
Nope.
One of the biggest mistakes we ever made, and I'm going to close with this, is we created Social Security.
Yep.
We began to program our people into thinking that the government ought to give us something.
Yep.
Now, you could argue, well, I've paid in. Well, but typically we draw out a lot more than we paid in. And it's just this whole welfare mentality, even among some fairly solid Christians. We
right.
just have, we've created this, and now we're three or four generations in, and it's just a runaway stagecoach, isn't it?
And there's not yeah. going to be, there's not a soft landing.
No, there's really not. No,
point.
It's going to be a hard landing. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Paul, it's always a joy, man. So close us up.
Good to have you back in the saddle. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Riding the Storm Out. Until then,
God bless you guys.